this verse is Nama. I offer my respectful. Nama means I offer my respectful obeisance. Apavitra means unclean. And pavitra means clean. So either one is in cleanliness or uncleanliness. It doesn't matter. Anyone who chants or remembers Pundarikakham. Pundarikakham means Vishnu or Krishna. Anyone, either in cleanliness or uncleanliness, it doesn't matter. If he remembers or chants the name of Vishnu and Krishna, that person, bahya means externally, abhantaram internally. There are two things, external and internal. So that person becomes purified. Bhasha abhantaram suci. Suci means purified. The power is so great that simply by remembering and chanting, one becomes purified. And therefore, three times we chant this Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. This is the first part of this mantra. Now, as I repeat, you chant. Mande Aham Sri Sri Guru Sri Sri Gita Ata Kamalam Sri Sri Gurun Vaishna Vaishna Sri Sri Rupam Chadra Jatam Savana Rupanathan Hitam Vam Sajiva Sa Kritam Sa Abhudhutam Parijana Hitam Krishna Kritanna Jiva Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahadana Sarita Sri Sri Visakha Dan Sya Namo Om Vishnu Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Paya Krishnaya Bhutale Bhutale Mati Shri Mati Vivanta Vivanta Kami Swami Ti Kami Namo Om Vishnu Vishnu Padhaya Krishna Krishna Krishthaya Krishthaya Bhutale Bhutale Vimati Srimati Bhakti Bhakti Siddhanta Siddhanta Sarasvati Sarasvati Iti Namine Sri Sri Marsha Anavi Anavi Devi Devi Sridaya Sridaya Pabhai Krishna Krishna Sammandha Sammandha Jnanam Jnanam Vahine Vahine Tavavi Tavavi Namaha Madhujya Madhujya Ujjala Ujjala Nimajya Nimajya Sri Sri Rupa, Rupa, Nuga, Nuga, Varayati, Varayati, Madhujya, Madhujya, Ujjala, Ramadhyya, Ramadhyya, Sri, Sri, Rupanuga, Rupanuga, Varayati, Rupanuga, Rupanuga, Rudrapa, Yanta, Hanta, Thaini, Namo, Om, Vishnu,
Vishnu,
Padaya,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishthaya,
Krishthaya,
Bhutale,
Bhutale,
Srimati,
Srimati,
Bhakti,
Bhakti,
Siddhanta,
Siddhanta,
Saraswati,
Saraswati,
Siti,
Siti,
Namine,
Namine,
श्री
श्री
भाषा
देवी
सहिताया भय
कृष्णा
कृष्णा
संबंध
संबंध
ज्ञान
राहिने
कवि
नमः
माधुर्य
भक्तिदा
श्री गौर
करुणाशक्ति
विग्रह
आय
नमस्ते
नमस्ते
पूर्वाणी
श्रीमते
दीनतारिणी
पानुगा
विद्या
अप
सिद्धांत
भांत
तारिणी
नमः
गौरा
किशराय
साक्षा
वैराग्य
मूर्त
विप्रा
ब्रह्म
रखा
बोधि
पादा
पूजाया
नमः
नमः
भक्ति
विनदाय
सचिरा
नंदा
नामिनी
गौर
शक्ति
स्वरूप
काय
रूपा
मूंग
परायते
नमः
गौरा
भावि
भाव
भूमे
संग
निर्दिष्टन
प्रिय
वैष्णवा
सार्व
भौम
श्री
जगा
नाथाय
नमः
वंशा
कल्प
गुरु
दीपा
सिंधु
भय
वचाती
पाव
निभ्य
कृष्ण
कृष्णेभ्य
नमः
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 महा
प्रदानाय
कृष्ण
कृष्ण
प्रेम
प्रेम
प्रदा
प्रदाति
कृष्णाय
कृष्ण
कृष्ण
चैतन्य
चैतन्य
नामिनी
नामिनी
पूरा
पूरा
ऋषि
ऋषि
नमः
पंच
पंच
भक्ता
भक्त
आत्मतम
कृष्ण
कृष्ण
भक्त
भक्त
रूप
स्वरूप
स्वरूप
पकम
भक्त
भक्त
अवतारम
प्रत्याख्यम
नमामि
भक्त
भक्त
शक्तिकम
शक्तिकम
कृष्ण
कृष्ण
करुणा
सिंधु
सिंधु
दीना
बंधु
जगा
पति
गोपीश
गोपीश
गोपिका
कांत्या
राधा
कांत्या
नमस्ते
जय काम
श्रुतो
पंगा
मम
मंग
सर्वस्म
भोजो
राधा
मदन
मोहन
विद्या
विंद्या
अरण्य
कल्प
ध्रुवा
अधा
रत्ना
कार
सिंह
सना
सौ
श्री
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 राधा
श्रीला
गोविंदा
देव
निष्ठा
देवी
देवी
प्रणाम
स्म
श्रीमान
श्रीमाता
रसा
रंभी
वंशी
वंशी
कटा
कटा
पिता कर्षन
मेनु
सनई गोपी
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 नाथा श्रिय
श्रिय
सु
नहा
एक तप्ता कांचना
कांचना
जांगी
कुलांगी
राधी
राधी
धन्दा
धन्दा
वने
वने
शरी
शरी
रिखा
रिखा
भानु
भानु
सुती
सुती
देवी
देवी
प्रणा
प्रणा
वाणी
वाणी
हरी
हरी
प्रिय
Hari
Hari
Krishna
Hari
Hari
Krishna
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 Hari
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 Rama
Hari
Hari Rama Rama
Rama
Hari
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 Krishna
Hari
Krishna
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 Hari
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 Rama
Hari
Hari
Rama
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 Hari
Hari
Hari Initiation does not mean that it is a ceremony and it is finished. No, it is progress. It's not like education. It's progress. So, in the first beginning, is a Chaitanya Mahatmyam, just to cleanse oneself from the understanding of material identification, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, at least for 1 year, chanting regularly, observing the rules and regulations, one comes to the platform of a spiritual platform. And then, another initiation, which is called Dikha. That is also Dikha, that is first process. And this Dikha, second process, is not very essential. The essential is to chant. In this age, there is no need of this second initiation. But those who are going to be recognized as properly initiated, so this second installment was introduced by Sanatana Goswami. Dikha Vidhanina Vijayatam is twice birth is completed. And so far, men are concerned, they are offered the sacred thread and not the woman. The idea is, every woman is supposed to be married. Of course, in your country, it is not very compulsory, not very essential. In India is still, but it is gradually declining. Unless a woman is married, his life is frustrated or he is dead. Even once woman is diseased or something like that, nobody cares to marry such girl, then the system is that she marries one banana tree in order to get the certificate that she is married. So marriage is so much compulsory according to Vedic civilization for women. Women's independence is never allowed by Vedic Smriti. Smriti means regulation, Vedic regulation. Woman must be under the care of father, so long she is not married, and then in her youthful age she must be under the care of the proper husband, and she must be under the care of elderly children in old age. Now you see how much husband takes care of the wife, how much it is obliging. You see from the history of Rama, Ramchandra's wife was kidnapped by Rama. So it is not that the husband, or like my one wife has got, I can marry for the second time. There are many women I can. No. He fought to the last, and he vanquished the whole family of Ravana to get out. This is husband's response. So, the idea spread here, so many women in this country say that we are not going to be slave of some man. They say like that. India also, there's some of these modern girls. One of my friend's daughter, she was studying in MA, and she was not willing to marry. So that my friend, in my household at night, that friend called the daughter before me, and he told me, oh, that she's not willing to marry. So I asked that girl, why you are not willing to marry? What is the reason? Oh, I am not going to be slave. This is also in India. But the Shastra does not allow that. It is not slavery, actually. It is grand protection. If the husband is nice, then wife's position is very secure. Just like a king, you know, the woman whom the king marries, she becomes at once queen without any endeavor. And she gets all the respect of the husband. Ramchandra was valiant, kshatriya, fighter, everything. And Sita has no such regard. But Sita has the same respect as Sita. Now we have heard so many activities of Krishna, nothing of Radharani. But Radharani is still as good as Krishna. So, this combination, this idea that women must be under the, there are about three stages of life. First stage under the father, second stage under the husband. Therefore, initiation to the woman, there is no need of secretary, because she is considered to be the half body of her husband. She is half shareholder in everything of the husband. Therefore, there was no necessity. Even you will find in the picture of Ramchandra and Sita, Ramchandra has got secretary. Or Sita has not. That is the system. So, this is Vedic system that woman is given the mantra as not the sacred thread. Even she is born of a Brahmin father, there is no such system. And Bhagavad Gita is fine. Sri Shuddha Dijabandhana. Mahipatapasitajivishupajuna Yasutra Katha Vishas Pavati. far from becoming Krishna consciousness, there is no, anything that can hamper for becoming Krishna conscious. But so far this Vedic system is done. And this offering of sacred prayer, formerly in the Vedic case, it was offered only to the Brahmi, Kshatriya, Vaishya, higher class, not to the Shudras. So, at the present moment, everyone is Shudra. Then why the sacred prayer is offered? No. The sacred prayer is not offered to the Shudra. It is offered to the highest Brahmi in Krishna consciousness. And how? Because in India, the caste system is by birth, but that's not recognized. So, even one is not born in a Brahmin family, a Kshatriya family, still Sanatana Goswami says that by the process of initiation, any man can become a twice born Brahmin. How? Kanchana Tangati, Kanchana Subhidhanata. If you can chemically manipulate the bell metal, then it becomes gold. It is chemical process. Similarly, this by the two figurative process of trying to sit down like this, you have to learn something. Now, your case is different. Okay. So, the whole thing is purificatory process. We are pure soul. Somehow or other, we are in contamination in this material world. Now, we have to elevate from this fallen condition to our spiritual status. And then we shall be eligible to enter into the spiritual kingdom. Just like one example. The oil and water, it never mixes. You have seen it. You take one bucket full of water and put some oil, it does not mix. But collect that oil and put it oil, and it mixes immediately. Similarly, because you have three souls, in the material world, we are unable to adjust. That's why we always need adjustment. Nobody can be helped. And this evening, we are discussing this point with that boy, Joe, who came to take a trip about 1.5 hour conversation. So, he said that we Americans, we have decided that there is no God. If there is God, he is dead. And this is first class ascendance. And God cannot be dead. And if anyone thinks like that, he's fool number one. Bring anyone, I can talk with him, I can challenge him. And God is neither dead. So, this is it. Going on, misconception of life. The majority, it is folly to be wise or ignorance is bliss. So, majority people are godless, animal life. Out of that, a small quantity of our society, men at least in this country, is struggling for becoming Krishna consciousness. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. We don't want that if somebody comes. That's all right. My Guru Maharaj used to say, if I can deliver one soul from the class of Samaya, then my whole mission is successful. So similarly, we are also trying to get out of this material. So whatever you are receiving, as initiation from me, from my humble service, try to follow. Don't neglect it. It is not very difficult. Try to follow. Make life successful. Never mind in whatever conditions you are. The reason should be to get out of the classes of Maya. Devi Jisa Gnani Mamu Maya Dhrutya Mami Vaja Pratapranti Maya Antaranti. The open formula is that to get out of the classes of Maya is very difficult. But Mami Krishna says, one who surrenders unto me becomes fully Krishna conscious, Maya is the answer. So, blessed God is that we are Brahmachari and Grihastha and Vanaprastha, Sannyas. So, Sannyas may not be accepted, but as a matter, those who are Brahmacharis, please follow the rules. If to remain as Brahmachari is disturbing, get yourself married, live peacefully, husband and wife. Of course, for women, there is no such rules for becoming Brahmachari because every girl was compulsory to marry by the power. But anyway, if you can remain Brahmachari, that's very nice. Very nice. But if not, get yourself married, live peacefully, don't be disturbed, don't be implicated, remain all as pure, because we are aiming to be promoted in the purest kingdom, spiritual kingdom. You should always remember that we are making progress. Different line. So, Katha and Krishna. Krishna is there. Krishna is very kind. If anyone is serious and in good faith and in love with Krishna, Krishna is guide. Krishna is with you. Simply wants to see that you are sincere, then everything is done. There is no difficulty. Sriram Sarabhagatanam, Sriram Priti Purukadam. One reason is in the devotional service of faith, in faith and love. Sriram Sarabhagatanam, Sriram Buddhi Yoga. The Buddhi Yoga. The yoga system, but not at a Buddhi Yoga. The Buddhi Yoga means this Bhakti Yoga. This is very intelligent yoga. Why it is called Buddhi? Buddhi means intellect. However, there is someone taking trouble, exercising and pressing nose and so many other things, but still they are unsuccessful. Anything done intellectually is better. So this is called Buddhi Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Buddhi Yoga. Simply to take shelter of Krishna and everything is complete. Therefore it is called Buddhi Yoga. Very intelligent yoga. Buddhi yoga dadayata. Krishna does not say that hatha yoga dadayata. Hatha yoga. No hatha yoga. No dhyana yoga. Buddhi yoga dadayata. That is Krishna's gift. Buddhi yoga. In fine, it's this word in the Bhagavad Gita. He never says that I'll give him jnana yoga, karma yoga, dhyana yoga, or hatha yoga, or this yoga, or that yoga. Only Buddhi yoga. And Buddhi Yoga is Bhakti Yoga. Why? That Buddhi Yoga Dadamitam Jinamam Upajantite. I will give him that intelligent yoga by which he can come to me. And what is that yoga by which one can go to him? That is Bhakti. That is in another place. Bhaktiyamam Upajantite. Javanjatsam. So Buddhi Yoga and Bhakti Yoga are the same thing. Or those who are intelligent, they can protect this yoga system, Bhakti Yoga, and by which one can have it. That is declared in many places of the authoritative scripture that there is, no, that like Krishna says to Arjuna, oh, I am speaking to you the system of Bhagavad Gita Yoga, Bhaktosi, because you are my he doesn't say, I, because you are a warrior, you are Kshatriya, you are Hindu, you are Indian, not all this nonsense. He says, Bhaktosi, because you are my Bhakta. So Bhakta, anyone can become Bhakta. There is no question of becoming Indian, Kshatriya, Brahmin, or this or that. Anyone can become Bhakta. How anyone can Bhakta is that? That is also stated in Bhagavad Gita. Man hi pāsa prapāsita jejisu pāpajana. Any living creature born in any sinful family, it doesn't matter. If it tests my shelter, he beyond the parangati, he also attains the highest purpose. So there is no suggestion, everything is there, spoken by Krishna. So we are doing, just according to Bhagavad Gita, simply, we have to know where these things are. Everything. SQ, this Bhakti Yoga, this Kirtan, and this mantra, and chanting, and never mind, in whatever occupation we are engaged, that doesn't matter. Be happy. I may be present or not present, and the guidance is always there. So, rather very peaceful, right? Jan, Hare Krishna, where you stop? This is Rupa Sadhu. And this is Gita.
Vaikuntha,
V-A-I-K-U-N-T-H-A. K-U-N-T-H-A. Yes, look at the dots from the chat. Yes. N-A-G-H-V-I. Madhuri. Lapa. N-A-G-H-V-I. That's it. This is it. I What is the name of that coin on here? Who? English what?
Shivananda.
Shivananda is English what?
Look.
Yes, that. That's not English.
Eh? I think his name is Chris.
He's there? Annapurna, you are not eating this banana? So Annapurna, can you help in opening a branch in London? Huh? That's right. After Montreal, I can go to London. And you also. So make program like that. Then, if it is available, then I can call someone to there in London. Some of them there. Maybe Krishna's design. And you are going to hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.